What an incredible experience. What was it like for you, the Six Nations?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a whirlwind few months, to say the least. Straight back into 15s after kind of two hectic years of sevens and a new challenge for me personally. So just great to get stuck in and have an opportunity to kind of pick up where I left off from my first cap in 2013. And yeah, it's gone pretty well, fortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have gone better as a team, could it?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. The girls have been brilliant, and we set out to win the Grand Slam. And although we knew it was a big challenge and taking kind of one game at a time mentality, when it came to the Ireland game, we knew we had it in us, and it was just getting the performance that we knew we were capable of out there. But that last game was such an enjoyable game to play in. I think it was a great test match. The score flatters us because Ireland were in it for at least 60, 65 minutes, being 5-0 at half time, and it was really tough, but as I said, so enjoyable, and I had a great time out there.
Best game of your career so far, or not?
It's a hard one because the first game of the season, of the Six Nations, was at Twickenham, and that was the first time for me, and so that will hold a lot. In terms of memories, and kind of to play on the hallowed turf was fantastic, but Donnybrook, the atmosphere was incredible. It was probably 99% Irish crowd, but they were fantastic. So yeah, it was up there with some of the best.
And in terms of your performances, how pleased were you personally by, you know, what you managed to achieve?
It was nice to get on the scoreboard a few times and know that I'm kind of learning as I go, and there's so much that I'm trying to pick up on in each game, and I'm just looking for improvement every time I go out there and learn something new. Fortunately, I've got players around me that kind of make me look good and put me over the line, be it Keats, our prop, or Emily Scarrett, our centre. There's plenty there to put in a great pass to send me over the line. But I know I've got a lot to learn still, but hopefully I've kind of gone a step in the right direction.
And in terms of the reaction, you know, family and friends, it just me. I know you're back in Sussex now. Must be wonderful. Those around you must have really enjoyed your success and watching on as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my mum, my stepdad, and my dad have been there at. My dad couldn't make the last game, but they've been there watching every single game. And actually, it's as you alluded to, I've just got home to catch up with mum properly, because you don't really get to see them after the game for that long. So I'm sure we'll have a catch up in a minute over a cup of tea. And yeah, but she's definitely a proud mum, and I think she's proud of us all. With an exciting year ahead, there's a lot to be excited about, yeah.
I mean, a lot's happened, and I suppose I'm not going to go too far into the past, but the Olympics as well. Has this helped you? You know, I mean, that was a learning experience for you as well. And or did that help you in the Six Nations campaign, that experience you had in Rio?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped me in terms of playing under high pressure. I learned an awful lot from Rio, as kind of it's all kind of been said before, but actually you learn a hell of a lot from not doing as well as you hope to do. And I think the emotional side of it and the playing with that pressure is only going to improve your game going forward. But also that desire and that fight to kind of come through it, and to know that you can achieve more, and it gives you that hunger to just go out there. So, yeah, it was great. Stepping stone along my rugby journey.
I know you pride yourself on being like sort of role models as well, but what about the sport in general? I mean, women's rugby, you know, nearly 20,000 participating now. Do you feel it's really going from strength to strength?
Yeah, 100%. I think women's sport in general, but obviously rugby specifically, one massive step forward was having all of the games of the Six Nations televised, and it's slowly getting out there, and with the accessibility and being able to watch the game so much more easily, it just encourages people to pick up a ball, and be it a girl or a boy, and pick up the game. But I think rugby's come so far in such a short space of time, and it's just making sure that people know where it's at now and can see how far it's still got to go, and how, like, a bit of support, a bit more support. We obviously get an awful lot of support already, but it can really push the game forward in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I suppose, in a way, for you, do you sort of, is it the next challenge? How do you look at it in terms of, you know, what you can do with your career? I mean, where do you want to get to, even if it's the next year, the next 2 years?
it's a hard one with sport because you've got to be realistic and then anything can happen. But I just know that I want to keep improving. I think I've got a lot in me yet. And especially with 15s, having not played the game really for kind of a few years and picking up and learning with those around me. But you don't want to
get carried away, I guess, because one injury, it all changes, doesn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, and also even form and everything with sport. So it's just about going out there and training as hard as you can every time. And when you go out there, play with everything you've got and the rest will look after itself, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And will you get a chance this weekend, maybe go out and support the Worthing Club? You don't know if you're down there for the weekend, but have you had any sort of congratulations from everyone at the club, of course, as a former player?
Do you know, Worthing Rugby Club have been absolutely fantastic. Like, look on social media before every game and they've definitely, they're the first ones to post, and it's so lovely. And unfortunately, I can't make it this Saturday, but I've been to a few of the recent games. And it's just such a joy to be back up there. I always feel so welcomed by them all. And they just, like, club rugby, it's where the roots are. And there's so many friends, close friends, that will always remain a massive part of my rugby career and my life outside of rugby as well. So, yeah, it's been great. And I wish them all the best the rest of the season, because it's a bit of a tight one, but I've got all confidence in them.
But of course, you've got a domestic season to worry about as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. Straight back into league games this weekend. I personally won't be playing. It depends on obviously where you're at and how many minutes you played over the last few months, because it's been pretty tiring. Some of the girls will be back in action straight away, and then one last league game, and then it's down to playoffs, where Bristol are in the top four. So it's going to be an exciting finish to the season.
I mean, is it something you think about? I mean, I speak to a lot of sports people and they often say to me, you know, it's about the memories, but it's also about winning things. It is important to win. You know, you want to look back and think, yes, I did win the Grand Slam. I did win the Six Nations. I did, you know, a domestic title would be a feather in your cap, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's impossible to forget, like, how much club rugby does for our England playing career as well. It's where we get a hell of a lot of game time and also play with a lot of people who don the England shirt as well, but equally you'll play against people that you play with for your club. So it's a huge part. It's the same as the men's game, to get that high quality standard there. And in terms of the winning, I think it would be silly to say we don't want to win, because of course you do. You don't go out and say you want to lose, but I think where the women's premiership is now at that elite level, I think you've got to push for victory and push for high standards, because that's what elite sport's essentially about, and creating that winning mentality. Of course, there's a time for enjoyment, and that has been served through Worthing and your clubs and lower level, but now it's about performance, and ultimately the enjoyment will come with victories anyway. So it kind of works hand in hand.